We've made it to another month. And what better way to kick off your March than another edition of the 2-2 Podcast? Listen, I am so glad and grateful you could join me today. We're going to do a quick little series for the first 2 weeks of March entitled B. And I don't want you to miss a moment of it. So you know what I'm about to say next. Say it with me, everybody. You know the move. Grab your friends. Grab your family. Grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop. Let's lock in, y'all. See you in a minute. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to today's episode. First and foremost, thank you for making February a record-setting, groundbreaking, door-opening month. We hit so many milestones. We expanded to some newer platforms. And the Unbothered series is one of my favorite ones to do. And, you know, I thank you all for your support throughout the month of February. It was exciting. Quick little tidbit. Initially, I was going to continue the Love Is series. I did Love Is for a couple of episodes. Well, actually, about two or three to be exact. And decided to stop it because there was something else that I felt that needed to be talked about. And so I was going to push it to February. But, you know, with that being the month of love, and Valentine's Day being within the month of February, as all of you know, I felt it was a bit cliche. So we're going to continue the Love Is series at some point. Again, thank you for making Unbothered a really, really great, series of episodes. There's plenty more in store. Keep locking in, keep supporting the 2-2 Podcast and all of its entities. It's going to be a lot of fun pretty soon. Wait till you see what's next. But again, thank you. All right. So, for the past few weeks, actually for the past week and a half or so, I've put up just one simple word. And that word is B. And I asked a question of you guys. And if you haven't seen that question, please follow. You'll get the tags at the end of the episode. And you'll get a chance to look at that question. But I'll ask it just, you know, for research purposes, I want to know something. What would you choose to be? And I want you to write the word be down, but put it in parentheses, be. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to use some B words. B words as in the word B-E. B-E and then something at the end. And so today I just wanted to lay the groundwork and give one of the first ones that we will be talking about. And that is believe. Believe. In a world filled with doubt and chaos and uncertainty, and you know we have hit a point where we're almost a year into a pandemic, and even with things looking up, there is a bit of uncertainty, and sometimes it's hard to believe that we will make it out of this. Let me go even further. We have been through some trying and terrible times within our own lives, and it's very hard sometimes to believe we'll make it out of that situation. We've had some things that have damaged us greatly, and we don't believe that we'll heal from them. We've had people damage us in this season and in past seasons. We've had people hurt us and destroy us and betray us in this season and past seasons. And then sometimes when we're not strong, we don't, here it is, believe that we'll make it out. Webster's Dictionary defines the word believe in two ways. One, to accept something as true, to feel sure of the truth. Or two, to hold on to something as opinion, to think or suppose. There's some other secondary definitions under here, and let's talk about a few of them. And we're just going to outline today. Believe. We're just going to outline this. And here's some of the secondary definitions. Of course, I just gave you two of the main definitions defined by Webster's Dictionary. Y'all know I love definitions. And I hope you write them down as I go. But here's some of the secondary definitions. To accept the statement of someone as true. To have faith. To have faith. Especially religious faith. Feel sure, and to feel sure that someone is capable of doing something. How many people in the last year have fallen away from having faith? How many people have stepped away from believing that they can accomplish something? How many people have been filled with doubt and fear and uncertainty in the past year? Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you. But for research purposes, and y'all know I like research purposes, even though I can't even visually see your hands. For research purposes, how many people have been in a place where faith was replaced by fear? I know there were plenty of times this year, this past year, where my faith has been stretched. There's been plenty of times this year where fear has infiltrated and invaded my life. I know there's somebody listening to this show that they're just so, that they're grateful to make it into another year. They're grateful to make it into another month. They're grateful to make it to another week. They're grateful to make it into another day. But they're still fighting. They're still struggling. They're still trying to hold on. They're trying to have faith. But sometimes fear infiltrates our minds and doubt destroys us. We have to understand that we must believe by faith. We have to believe that we will make it out of any situation that is brought in front of us, because I am here to let somebody know that God gives his biggest test to his strongest warriors. We all have a story of how we had to survive something. We all have a story of how we had to overcome something. Believe me, I'm one of them. You've heard my story on this podcast numerous times, but I'm here to tell somebody on this show right at this very moment that is struggling with something. They don't have a dollar to change. They're trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. The wife walked out on, the husband walked out on, and the kids are being disrespectful. Family has turned their back on them. We're all in situations that are filled with doubt, whether it's from us or it's from other people. But if you have enough nerve to believe, there's that B word again. I hope you wrote down B in parentheses, believe. But if you have enough nerve, if you have enough gumption, if you have enough strength, or you have enough intestinal fortitude to believe that no matter what the enemy, that's my enemy, says to me, and no matter what other people think of what about what I'm doing, I believe that I'll make it out of any situation. I believe that I'll fight through this. I believe that I'll be everything that I've been designed to be. Not what other people think I should be. Not what the news says I should be. Not what society says I should be. Not what I should be based on stereotypes, but what I have been designed to be. I believe that. I believe that my scars tell a story. But sometimes people see scars and think you're still broken. No, my scars tell a story of how I was broken, and I believed that I would be healed, and I believed that this would go away, and I believed that the pain of it would go away. But the scar still shows, and so some people think you're still damaged. No, it's a story of how I fought and believed that I could get through this. But there's another side. There's another side. There's a flip side to belief. Actually, to be honest, after you believe that you can do it, you have to put your faith to work. Faith without works is dead. You have to put feet to prayers. It's one thing to believe, but it's another thing to put your belief to work. And so many times we get stuck in the realm of just believing and we never work to it. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. We always get stuck between the realm of belief, but we never put feet to our prayers and feet to what we believe what can happen. And a belief without work is just a thought. If I just got stuck in the belief realm of believing, this podcast wouldn't be where it is. It would have stopped after episode 5. It would have stopped. I would have thought, listen, I got everything I need. I got everything I needed out of these 5 episodes. No, I had to find, I had to say to myself that I believe that this thing will go far. I believe that I'm going to touch lives each and every week. I believe that the impact of what I say and what I do and how I carry myself will help others who struggle with addiction, who struggle with feeling like they're inadequate, feeling like they're less of a man, less of a woman, that feeling like they can't accomplish anything. I believed it. But I also put work to every prayer and every thought that I had. I put feet to the dreams in my mind. And somebody that's struggling right now. I'm sounding preachy right now. But somebody needs to understand it. Somebody needs to be shaken by the collar and told, you gotta believe in something. One of my favorite movies is Car Wash. One of my favorite movies is Car Wash. And there's a scene where Daddy Rich comes to get his car washed. And the Wilson sisters start singing a song. And I'm going to put it, just the first part of it. You got to believe something. That speaks to me right there. You got to believe something. You got to believe that you'll get it. You have to believe that you'll achieve it. You have to believe that you're healed. You have to believe that your scars are a story and not a setback. It's not something that will hold you back. No. It's a story of survival. My scars are not a pity party. I don't need pity for my scars. I want somebody to know who's healing right now that doesn't believe that it'll happen. That your scars are not an embarrassment. But they are a picture of somebody who survived something damaging. You got to believe something. I had to believe in myself. I had to believe that by faith, I would accomplish everything I set out to accomplish. But I'm not satisfied with just believing. And you can no longer be satisfied with just believing. You can no longer be satisfied. You have to be willing to work your butt off every day. Even if the project or the thing that you're doing for that day is not big. Sometimes we try to work on the big things too early. And we tire ourselves out. And we burn ourselves out. And within the burnout, our level of belief goes down. Because now we're burnt out. But I will borrow a quote from Rick Warren. And he said, life is about hitting consistent singles. If you watch baseball, one of the main things that they're trying to do is not only score runs, not only win the game, they're trying to get on base. And so if you're always consistently going for home runs, you're going to get put out every now and then. The outfielder is going to make a play at some point. You might strike out. If you go for the home run, for a home run every time. Oh yeah. There's some people on here that are listening that have tried to go big, but forgot to do the little things. See, our belief level tends to go down based on burnout, based on the fact that we tried to do too much too soon. It's not a crime to go big or go. It's not a crime. But sometimes we have to learn to take the little steps, the small steps, before we make the substantial moves. Because even in the small is the substantial. There's substance in the small steps. And though things may not be moving as fast as you want it, You're working on something and you may not have what you want just yet, but you're working towards it. I keep telling myself, and I look at pictures every day of studios, sound stages, and I may not have it right now. This is for somebody right now who may not have it, but they're in a place like me right now where they say, I may not have it right now. I may have to do this from my house for a little bit. I may have to do this on location somewhere for a little bit. I may have to work a little longer to do this. But I believe, and I'm going to keep working on top of believing, on top of praying, that is going to happen. So again, I ask, what will you believe? Slap yourself and say, I believe I got this. I believe I will do exactly what I'm destined to do. I believe that I will be exactly what God has created me to be. I am in a season where enough, where I'm saying is enough, that enough is enough. And that I will not be paralyzed by fear and doubt and trepidation and uncertainty. Yes, we're still in a pandemic. Yes, some things and opportunities aren't open yet. Yes, I see the scope of what's going on in my community. Yes, I see the scope of what's going on in my city. Yes, I see what's going on in the scope of my state, my country. I see what's going on. And I understand what's going on. Here it is. But I believe that a change can be made in my community and in my cities and in my neighborhoods and in my state and in this country and in this world. I believe that. What will you believe in this season? I choose to change my belief. I choose to believe that I'm healed. I choose. It's a believe. Positive beliefs are a choice. To believe in a positive manner is a choice, just as negative beliefs are. It's a choice. You have to choose. What you believe and what you think, what you put in your atmosphere. Oh, let me stay right here. Because there's an atmosphere thing when you believe something. When you think it's a, what you put in your atmosphere, what you put in your what you put in your mists, what you put in where you are. You leave the door open for it to manifest in your life. What are you believing? We did a series on I Am. And one of my favorite sermons, as I close this episode, one of my favorite sermons is from Bishop Tudor Bismarck. And he did one on the I Am factor. And he said, whatever follows I Am comes looking for you. What will you believe in this season? Because what you believe in this season has the ability to manifest and change the course and trajectory of all and anything that you're doing. What will you believe? Will you believe what your doubters have to say? What will you believe? Will you believe that you'll never make it out? What will you believe? Will you believe that you're more than a conqueror? What will you believe in this season? We're in a new month. 3 months into the year. We're in a new month. What will you believe? We're at the end of the first quarter. We're at the beginning of the end of the first quarter of 2021. What will you believe? I believe there's some fight in me. I believe there's some hope in me. I believe that there is something in me. I believe that there are books in me. And all types of media, and within all types of social media and digital content. I believe that I'm one thing away from absolutely doing amazing, from absolutely impacting this world. What will you believe? I challenge you as you go into Wednesday to not only pass this message along to somebody that's filled with doubt, but I want you to write your belief list. What do you believe? Write, I believe. What will you believe? You know, I like soccer. As I close. And I know I just said I was going to close, but this has just been on my mind ever, you know, now that I think of the word believe. U.S. men's soccer team. And then I've seen some other cheering sections do this for other sports. Mainly soccer, but also basketball. And so they have a cheer. And it starts out, I, and the crowd, the section repeats, I. The crowd lead, the cheerleader yells, I believe. They say, I believe. I believe that. I believe that. I believe that we. I believe that. I believe that we will. I believe that we will. And then here it is. This is when the madness starts. This is when. When faith comes in, this is when belief comes in. This is when confidence comes in. Not arrogance, but confidence. This is when you're behind something. When you believe something. When you know you got it. Maybe not in the bag, but you know you got to work for it. But you believe you got it through this work. We've worked too hard for this. You got to say something to yourself. I believe that we will win. I believe that I will win. It's time to win in this season. But it all starts with believing and putting your belief to work. What will you believe in? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.